Proclamation number 5962 of 20th of May, 1954. Supply of the Divine Word, unmerited gift of grace. When the gospel is proclaimed to you humans, open your ears and hearts and gratefully accept what is offered to you. For it is always an act of love by God who wants to help you and bring you what you need for your soul. He always approaches you himself and tries to speak to you, and then you can receive a rich blessing if you willingly listen and move what you hear within you, if you then also act according to his word. If the gospel of love is proclaimed to you, a path will be shown to you which leads upwards. You will be pointed to God, as it were, and the path to him will be marked out for you. And if you then follow the teachings, if you carry out what is required of you, then you will also safely attain maturity of soul and walk on the path upwards. As long as you stay on earth, there is still a certain gulf between you and your Father of eternity. God himself wants this gulf to be bridged. He wants you to enter the bridge which allows you to reach him, and therefore he will also show you the path. He will never try to prevent you from finding the right path. And therefore he himself sends messengers to meet you who thus announce to you how and where you should go during your earthly life. He lets you proclaim his gospel, the divine teaching of love. He lets you hear his word. He addresses you himself in his word and only admonishes you to accept it and let it take effect on you. It is his love which determines him to do so, because he wants you to return to him, you who once came forth from him, because beatitude only exists where he himself exists, and because he wants to bestow this beatitude upon you, because he wants to bestow upon you according to his greater than great love. It is an undeserved gift of grace when he conveys his word to you humans, for it will safely lead you to the aim, to union with him. Yet you have to accept it voluntarily. It cannot be forcibly imparted to you, yet no person is excluded who wants to use this gift of grace. And therefore the flow of grace is particularly evident in the last days, for there is great adversity which can only be remedied by proclaiming the teaching of Jesus Christ to people and by them having to seriously take a stand on it. Everywhere the spring of eternal life will open up, everywhere the living water will flow from the source. Everywhere the word of God will be preached. And if people open their ears and hearts, they will receive the greatest blessing, as well as they now also let them be active. As well as they pay attention to what is preached to them and thus fulfill the will of God which is proclaimed to them through his word. For the fulfillment of his will is working in love. But love brings union with God, who is the human being's first and last aim on earth, and eternal life and bliss. Amen.